despite crippling anxiety, existential dread, and an aversion to the sun, we're having the best summer ever. Or we're trying.
Hello, I'm Amanda Cook.
Are we giving our last names?
No, you don't have to.
Great, I'm Angela Redacted.
I want the whole world to know me. Just kidding, not really. We're two girls trying to have the best summer ever, despite aversion to the sun, crippling anxiety, and existential dread. Here we are. The summer is almost over, Angela.
Oh, my gosh.
How did it happen?
I have no idea. There's always something around, like, when we're, like, deep into July and summer feels, like, thick. And I feel like usually it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah.
And then it was all of a sudden August, and now it's like...
We're well into August. It is not okay.
No.
I don't think I've really tackled my list in any way. So, you know, it's been a couple, many weeks since we last spoke.
Yeah.
Officially, I guess, we've spoken.
Well, we've...
on a mic.
We've spoken in real life, but I've never been so mindful of the things I'm saying to you because I don't want to say too much and then bore you when we're recording. And then that feels so weird and fake.
Yeah.
So.
God forbid. Can't have a fake conversation.
I'm not a good actor, so I don't feel like I'd be good at, like, and then this, and then you would do something, and I'd be like, well, last time she said this, and now she said this time, you know.
So. You'd find out I'm fake. My reactions are fake. Now, I've got poor memory retention. Maybe it'd be like hearing it for the first time anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
But that's nice. You're being mindful for the sake of our podcast listeners, our many, many podcast listeners.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're grateful. Well, okay. It's been a really long time since you went and did this thing, but you told me you saw a celebrity and then you were saving it for the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a long time ago.
Yes. So, here's a celebrity sighting story. The setup is this. We went to the beach. We went to Dillon Beach because I think it's the closest beach to Sacramento. It's at least like the easiest to get to as far as like traffic goes. And we did invite you. You were busy.
It's true, but it was like I was busy trying to edit these podcast episodes. And then I did all this work editing and then the entire program crashed out on me and I lost all that work. So it was like, oh, I should have gone. Like, it was like wasted hours of my life that I still have to go back and redo. And I've just been so frustrated.
Terrible. Oh, gosh.
No, it's okay. The answer is don't edit your stupid podcast. Go hang out with your friends.
You just go to the beach. Well, maybe when I tell you who the celebrity is, you'll be like, oh, okay, well, it's fine.
Okay.
So, okay. So we go to the beach. We're there pretty much all day. Northern California beaches, very foggy, cold, still got like the worst sunburn of my entire life on my face. I looked like I had been lost at sea.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. And I had a burn over my eyebrow and then where my bangs are, there was no burn. So I just had like this strip of red.
Wow.
And it burnt my cheek so bad that, like, it was peeling off in sheets.
Oh,
but then the new skin underneath was, like, beautiful.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, maybe I should get a chemical peel.
Oh, it seems so scary.
Yeah. It was very painful. And, like, my lips got swollen, too. So the beach was nice, but, like, friendly reminder, even when it's overcast, you will still get
burnt. I feel like it's worse. Something through the diffusion of the cloud, the sun rays somehow pack more of a punch.
It was so weird, too, because it was, like, just my face. It was nothing else. It was very strange. So, anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got a terrible sunburn, but we kept waiting for it to, like, clear up. We're like, it's going to clear up. The fog is going to go away. But, like, towards the end of the day, I was like, look, my face is starting to hurt. I think I'm pretty burnt. And Dylan was burnt on his feet.
Oh, no.
And we're like, we gotta go. Because usually we like to wait till sunset. Right? Oh, I'll watch the sunset on the beach. But we're like, nope, we're leaving. So we're walking back to our car. I wrote this all down. So we're walking to the car, and there's a lot of, like, cute dogs on the beach, right?
Oh, my God. Was it a celebrity dog?
So I see this dog, and I'm like, oh, that's such a cute dog. It had, like reddish curly hair. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's so pretty. And then the man that was with the dog had also this, like, I want to say auburn curly hair like the dog. And I'm like, oh, haha, that's funny. They match. But I start staring at this man because he is carrying himself in this way that old rich musicians carry themselves. And I know that from working at the theater.
Why do you think it's specific to a musician?
I am basing this off of my many years at the theater, seeing the talent come in. They're like cool. There's like a coolness to them. Not cool, like they're cool, but like how they are carrying themselves is like in a cool way.
Okay.
Their skin looks nice in a strange way that I don't know how to describe.
Okay.
It's just like this person can go to the doctor regularly. They seem wealthy, and their clothes, there's nothing special to their clothes, but you can tell that, like, ooh, those are nice clothes. Uh-huh. Their clothes are fitting
when
them.
You're really rich. It's not like labels and shit. Like, you can't tell. It's just like really well made, like simple
things. You could, yeah. So I'm staring at this man because I'm like, oh, this guy has like Crest Theater performer vibes. Mm. So I'm staring at him and I'm like, that's cute that he matches his dog. And I'm looking at his face and I'm like, I know this face. But I'm like, he might just look like a guy. Yeah. And then his wife walks up, or like a woman walks up, and I was like, this is a celebrity girlfriend vibe. Like, she's also older. Her clothes are also very fancy, but there's nothing to them. But she has, you know, like a Patagonia vest on because it's cold, and there's something about her hair. And I'm like, nope, this is a rich couple. And I mean, like, we're at the beach, so obviously they're like, of course they're a rich couple.
You're at the beach.
There was something about it where I'm like, they must live here.
Oh.
It was my thought. And so I'm staring at, now I'm staring at the couple. And I'm seeing the dog, and I'm like, that's a cute dog. This man. And Dylan is in front of me because I cannot walk through the sand because it is, I'm like, my face is burnt, my legs are sore. Oh. Somehow Dylan is like shuffling through the sand because his feet are so burnt. And this man turns to this woman and is just like, blah, 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 blah.
What?
His voice is like so gruff and like gravelly. And I look at Dylan and I look at this man and I'm just like, okay, no, this, like, all the pieces are coming together. And Dylan very loudly, but like, maybe not too loudly, but maybe loudly. I gotta write this down. I wrote it down. He goes, I'm pretty sure this guy is Tom Waits.
Whoa.
And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm like 100% just like, yes, that's who this is. And then we just kind of giggle and like, again, he's shuffling away and I'm just like stumbling in the sand. And I didn't turn around to like look to see, like, did he hear us? But we're like so excited. And so we get to the car I'm like, I knew it was somebody really, like, I would have gotten there, but he just got there before me.
I don't know, if he hadn't opened his mouth and you heard that voice.
Yeah, because I was like, this man looks familiar. I can tell this man is, like, a rich musician because he seems like he would have played at the Crest. And then, yeah, as soon as he talked, we were like, oh, this is definitely Tom Waits.
I wish Tom Waits played at the Crest. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yes. So that was our celebrity sighting.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty. And then we, you know, we're like 100% sure it's him, but we're also like, Google him. What does he look like right now?
I'm pretty sure he is a Bay Area dude. Yes. I feel like maybe Santa Cruz or something. Like, I feel like
he lives in that county that we were in. Okay. Yeah. The Sonoma County. Hmm. So anyway, it was really exciting. His hair is like a reddish auburn, and so is his doggies.
I guess I never really noticed it was red.
Well, I think it's regularly white, but he dyes it this like dark brownish red color. Huh. So if you look him up online now, 2020 or 2022, can see. But it was very exciting. And now I'm like, oh no, maybe now he won't go to that beach anymore. No,
it's not like you like bothered him.
No, we were just like, we yelled about it and we're excited and like scurried away like little like sand crabs.
I'm sure if he heard it, it was cute. Okay, Tom Waits. Werner. But I saw him. He was in the movie Licorice Pizza.
Oh.
That's where I've seen him recently. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow, can't believe we waited so long.
I know.
For you to tell me.
And what was very interesting is that when we went, we were both at a party, and Dylan wanted to tell that story to, like, people he hadn't seen.
Sure.
And he was like, I won't say anything while Amanda is here. And I said, okay, great, good. So.
Wow, secrets.
Yeah.
Everybody's keeping secrets.
But this is a fun secret, probably, maybe.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? I'm a very patient person. I feel like many people would have really, because you that day were like, we saw a celebrity. And I was like, okay, well, guess we're saving it for the pod.
Well, Nick, it was so funny too, because you were like, I'll wait. And I was like, hee hee.
Sorry, that was like a month ago. Yeah. Wow. I'm proud. Proud of myself for knowing to wait. Well, that's cool. I should have gone.
And maybe your dog and his dog could have been best friends.
Oh my God. I bet Tom Waits would like you, Werner. And he probably knows who Werner Herzog is, so he'd love it.
Yeah.
Instead of when I tell people and they think I'm saying Werner.
Oh.
No, Werner. It's spelled with a W, but you pronounce it like it's a V. I don't, like, it's just such a long way to get to where they even know what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, weren't you going to give him a name for, like, out in public?
Oh, should I do that?
What was the name you said? It was funny.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you were like, when we're out in public, I'm going to start calling him, like, Root Beer or something. No, it was not Root Beer. But it was, like, an easier name for people.
Sometimes I think he should be called Penny Marshall. No.
Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall. You've only recently watched A League of Their Own.
But I like...
A League of Their Own.
Yeah, but I'm a big Laverne and Shirley fan.
Okay, yeah. Or no, I guess Gabe thinks he looks like a Marty. Martin Scorsese.
Oh.
A Marty. Yeah, he'd be a cute Marty. The problem with that is if I ever had a girl... One of the names I would have named a girl is Martine, but you call her Marty.
Oh.
Yeah. So it'd be weird to call my male dog Marty.
Dylan always said if we had a child, we would name it Joe Marty.
No. Wait, what name? No, I'll never remember. There was some name recently I was thinking...
For a baby or for the dog? Hi! Oh, he laid down.
For,
so cute.
I guess, a human, but last name Cook. Like, it's like a full celebrity name.
Oh, well,
but then
you
Cook.
Had Gene Kelly
Gene
Cook.
Gene Kelly Cook is one.
And then I heard you. It was the other day. You said...
Yeah, what was it? I have no idea. I just know I was trying to remember Gene Kelly Cook.
Who was the other? The other one was good, too.
I have no clue. I bet Gabe remembers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, great stuff. Okay, you went to the beach. That was something on your list.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I got to make a summer return to the Tower Theater.
Ooh.
Went and saw a movie, and we saw The Fire of Love.
Mm.
Did you see it?
I didn't, and now it's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Okay, well, I won't tell you too much about it, but it was good. Recommend.
I'm sure I'll see it. I didn't feel a strong need to go see it in the theater, but I will watch it.
I wanted to be able to see some of that footage real big.
Sure.
But then there was some footage I was like, I didn't need to see this big. Gross.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
They're like walking around fire, so you might get injured doing that.
You saw injuries?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. And I would say, like, the last third of the movie is, like, pretty depressing.
Oh, no.
But it's still really good. I think all of that, like, archival footage is so interesting.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be on, like, a streaming service soon anyway, so.
I could see that.
Yeah. But did you know Tower has an organ in it?
I did, only because you took a photo of it.
Oh.
And I tried to press you for details, and you just acted, like, nonchalant about it. I'm like, excuse me.
I did?
Yeah. You were like...
Wait. Was this at the party?
No.
Where was this?
It was just through Instagram. I was like, what?
Oh, well...
And you were like, Morgan. And I'm like, yeah, I see that, but what?
So sorry. I had a lot of... We went to the movie because my travel anxiety was, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sky high. I could not function.
It was night before your travels.
Yeah. But, so it seems like on the weekends in Theater 2, they have a random organist.
Why Theater 2?
I don't know.
Arguably the worst theater.
The burnt theater.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Maybe they're trying to
jazz it up.
Yeah, they're like, this one's bad. What if we put a person in here? Wasn't in the theater we were in, so we couldn't, like, we were in it, but that movie was about to start. So that was in 2. Our movie was in 3. We were trying to ask the people who were working, but they were, like, so short-staffed that we cannot bother these people. Like, why is there an organ in the theater? There's a sandwich board outside, though, that's, like, live organ, 6:30.
That is wild.
Yeah. Part of me was like, are they going to do, like, a silent movie and then somebody's playing along? Or, like, for an event where, like, that's accompanying, like, the film somehow.
Yeah, that would make more sense. I mean, Theater 1 makes sense. Especially for really featuring an organ player.
Yeah. It was wild because we saw the sandwich. I thought it was for a different day. But then you go in and you're like, is that organ music? Is that what the board was?
Also, like, I mean, I guess your movie hadn't started yet. So maybe they have it set to a time where it won't, like, interfere with other
movies? Seems like it's, like, between the shows, while people are, like, cleaning and getting their seats and stuff.
Man, but, like, we needed people to stay in their seats more when we're trying to clean the theaters. Get out of here.
Yeah. Dylan was like, do you think in my lifetime at some point I will play this organ? And I was like, yeah, I do. I don't know why.
Do you think that organ's just there all the time now? In Theater 2? Like, permanently?
That's a good question. I don't know, because I could see how they could wheel it out of Theater 2 and, like, back onto, like, a truck. So I don't know.
Like, maybe every weekend some dude just comes with his organ.
Yeah.
But then Theater 2 still doesn't make sense to me. Theater 3 would be so much easier. You just wheel it up the ramp in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess.
The emergency exit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, I don't know, but it was very interesting. And I, like, ran into people I knew. So that was cool.
That's weird.
Got to see people there.
Wow.
So anyway, that was kind of on my summer to-do list. Like, I want to go see a movie at Tower. And so I felt like that was a good one. There was an organ.
Amazing.
The smell of burnt popcorn was drifting through that theater.
You know, the smell of when popcorn has hit soda in the trash cans. Uh-huh. It's a very specific smell.
Yeah. Yes.
I was at a movie recently where it smelled so much of the popcorn has hit soda smell. And if you haven't worked in a theater, you just don't know specifically what I'm talking about. If you have and you smell it, you're like, yep, that's soda and popcorn. That's what that smells like when they hit each other. Like, well, it smelled so bad.
And if you want to do a fun experiment, listening to this, get some popcorn, get some soda, mix them together, and then set them in the sun for a while in your house.
Sitting around. It has a very specific smell. It is not good.
No.
And it doesn't seem like it could smell that bad. Those are two things that, like...
don't really have...
you can see them sitting around and not really bugging you. But together, boy? I looked right in Werner's eyes. He looks excited.
Are you talking to me? Are we going to have popcorn? Oh, my gosh.
He loves the idea of soda and popcorn.
Is that what we're having for dinner?
You wish.
This is the cutest dog.
He's pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, he's coming over to me now. That's why I'm going to give him some pets.
Well, I have really, truly, when I'm not held accountable by doing this podcast every week, there's just nothing to live for.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's just, like, no reason to be doing anything, so... I have had a lot of peach shakes from Whitey's.
Oh, that's
a good summer staple. Because they live so close, it just is.
And they're only open during the week, right?
Yep. So I think it's just Tuesday through Friday. Wow. Only till 7 p.m., I think. So yeah, you really gotta make an effort to get to West Sac. But peaches right now are delicious. We're probably coming towards the tail end of peach season, so don't know how much longer Whitey's will have those peach shakes. If you're interested out there, I've had way more than anyone should have had in season. It's just become a weekly thing now.
It's a summer treat. It's a limited time, so you do have to get it while you can.
Yeah, and when my brain has gotten to the point where I don't remember what exists and what I like anymore. Like, I don't... like, if I was to go out to eat...
oh, yeah.
If you were to, like, where could we go? I'd be like, I have no idea. I don't know what there is, and I don't know, like, what I want. So, I know I like Whitey's. I know they've got an amazing shake. And so, it's, like, easy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Also, went to the state fair.
I was going to ask you, did you go to the fair?
Two times.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, tell me everything, because I didn't get to go.
Okay, well, the first time, I had fun, but it was during the week, and it felt so dead.
Oh, okay.
Like, when you go into the livestock area, like, all the pens were empty. Like, there were only...
The animals were gone?
There were no animals there. There was maybe some... sheep.
All right, I like sheep.
And I couldn't figure out, like, okay, maybe they don't have the full competitions till the weekend, or like maybe when it's the first week of the fair, it hasn't happened
yet. The first day you went, was it the first day?
No.
Because I know we've gone the first day and they're like not done setting up.
It was maybe a couple days in, like the first weekend, maybe like a Monday, Tuesday. I really didn't, because I went to the county fair, and there was a whole lot more happening at the county fair, which is definitely usually not the situation. The county fair feels bleak and sad, and the state fair is, like, way bigger deal. So, state fair felt empty. They felt like...
were there a lot of people, though?
No.
No, okay.
Not really. And all the, like... exhibitions, like there's no fur and feathers,
no bunnies.
Yeah, no bunnies.
Oh my gosh, what is even the point?
They had it feels like this state fair got thrown together. You know, they were like waiting to see, can we do it? Should we do it? And maybe like halfway through the year, they're just like, fuck it, I don't know, throw things together, we're doing it. So it just felt like old props that they had from past state fairs or something, just kind of thrown together. Like they had a little like selfie room. Mm-hmm. It just was like old shit they'd had. It looked sad as hell.
Like,
I'm sure state fairs in other states are big deal. Like, you'd think California could pull together something nice. But it was... yeah, it just didn't seem like a lot. Like, usually they have the county's exhibits.
Yeah, was that not there?
They had, like, it's like someone had made a map of California and the counties and just, like, made little, like, they have grapes here. They have walnuts here.
No! Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So there weren't, like, there maybe was, like, a few or something, but It's just like they didn't get people participating. The arts area seems so sad, and like not a lot of people submitted.
Really? I would have thought the opposite. Like nobody had anything to do, so everybody made a bunch of art.
I don't think they did a good enough job advertising, or like maybe people didn't know.
I get their emails. And I did see like a call to artists like submit this and blah, blah, blah. But I felt like when they sent the email versus the due date, I was like, who's going to have time to like get their stuff together?
Late in the year for sure. Yeah. And normally things like the craft will be like a whole different room.
Yeah.
But it was like kids art and the craft. It was like all just like in the same room.
Oh my gosh.
It just was like, what the fuck?
I would have been mad.
Yeah, that's why I told you, like, you were trying to cram it in before you left, and I was like, dude, don't worry about it. Like,
oh my gosh,
there really isn't much to see.
Now, I know they were really pushing the, like, food festival part of it. Was there more food?
There were things I liked because they had a couple food trucks that were, when I looked them up, they're just like Sacramento-based food trucks, but I had never, like, experienced them. So to me, like, giving my money to, like, local business feels better than, like, you know, I'm buying these corn dogs or whatever.
Right, and probably that was good for them, too, just to be like, oh, look, we're here where these people are, and that's a good opportunity. Like, I am so checked out of space and time. I'm just like, where are the food trucks?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on. So there was one food truck called Soul on a Roll. S-O-U-L. And they had a bunch of, like, Cajun po' boys and things like that. And that was so delicious. Truly, it was like, I will find this food truck again. I loved this sandwich. So for me, I don't feel like I normally have food. You know, you have food fare. That's like, you expect a certain thing.
Yeah.
And you're looking for that. But I'm never thinking, oh, I'm going to have, like, an amazing thing I loved. So that was cool. When I went the second time with Heather Crocker, she got the food festival pass.
Oh.
And so she got a couple different things. And one thing she got, I can't remember the name of it, but it was basically like crazy pickle. It was like a dill pickle with a fruit roll-up wrapped around it.
Nope.
Oh, and it gets worse. On the inside, it was stuffed with gushers.
Why?
And then maybe there's some element of, like, tahine or, you know, something that makes it a little spicy? I don't know.
I could see that maybe trying to pull those flavors together, but I don't like that combo of textures.
No. And so I'm usually looking for the craziest thing I can find at the fair, and I did clock that that item existed, but I knew, gross.
Yeah.
But I was very excited Heather wanted to get it, and I was going to get to watch her eat it.
But was it good?
No.
No, okay.
I liked the pickle part.
Yeah.
Give me that dill pickle. That fruit gusher? Absolutely not.
I don't really like gushers.
It's same.
Yeah.
And Heather said she likes just a gusher anyway. That feeling of biting into that texture, and then there's like liquid that squirts out? No. And then you've put that... You've gutted out a pickle to put them inside a pickle? I mean, I give it up to whoever thought of this. That was psychotic, and I love them for doing that. Wow. When I went with Heather, it was a Saturday. It was maybe last weekend of the fair. So there definitely were more animals, but I didn't see not even one pig. No pigs.
Hmm.
Where are the pigs?
Sleeping.
I wanted to see a pig, didn't get to, but it was a lot busier. It felt so much better having more people around. Mm-hmm. I would normally think that would make me like anxious or I don't want more people, but with the fair, it is about people watching.
Yeah, that's true.
And without that, it felt like, what are we doing in this hellhole? Although I still had fun. It just was like, I wouldn't have been able to recommend it. But when I went with Heather, it was, out at the fair, like their day to celebrate like LGBTQ+.
Oh, okay.
So there was like,
isn't everybody like out at the fair? I see. It's a theme. Got it.
Yeah, but there were like there was just like a better vibe, and I saw there was like a drag queen story time hour, queen reading to little kids, and
gosh, this has been so hot.
It's true. It was they were in a nice shady spot. But knowing that there are people in this country that are trying to like shut down drag queen story times, and if it just felt so good to like see it existing in the space that is often pretty conservative. There's a conservative crowd at the fair.
Oh, definitely. I think that they're the like 4-H people, I think.
So I just felt good about seeing that. Like, oh, yay. This is still happening. Yeah. And glad it's here. And yeah, we had fun. I kind of can't believe I went twice, but.
Yeah, it sounds like all of it was a bummer, except for, I guess, a good sandwich.
Had a great sandwich. Had some laughs, and...
How was the I was, like, the gardening and the agriculture area.
Yeah. So there is a whole area. When I was with Heather, we walked way back into that area, because there's, like, a whole, like, orchard.
Yeah.
And no one was back there, so it just feels like you're in this, like, romantic orchard.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Apples on the ground, and... Yeah, it was nice. It just felt a little more abandoned than usual. Like, everything felt like it hadn't been... had the upkeep.
Mm, it probably hasn't. Was the monorail running?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't imagine it feels good in that monorail. It's so hot.
Did you ride any rides?
God, no.
No rides. Were there more?
It was like 100 degrees. Can you imagine stepping into any of those metal contraptions?
I mean, I've done it before. I've just never done it as an adult, I guess.
Exactly. Like, yeah. We're adults. We're not riding the rides.
I get too dizzy now. I probably just barf on a child and then have to go home.
Birth out a child?
Barf on a child?
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I'm like,
does it?
Suddenly, this ride would make you have a full child and birth it.
Barf on a child. I'm very dizzy all the time.
You know, it felt good to be back at the fair. Just because we had, you know, 2 years of no fair, right? Hopefully next year it'll be a bigger deal. I was there the day Smash Mouth played, but we had things to do. We did not stay to watch Smash Mouth.
Really?
Well, I'd already seen it, and plus it wouldn't be fun without Dylan.
Oh, that's true.
Dylan was never happier. I've never seen Dylan look as happy in his life as when he's watching Smash Mouth.
No. I look at those pictures sometimes and like the laugh lines, like the laughing crinkles around his eye. I don't think I've seen such joy on his face since then. Yeah. I know that's probably not true, but.
I think it is. He really was so happy. Yeah. Can't top that experience. Can't go see Smash Mouth again.
No.
So you went on a trip.
I did.
And you want to tell us about it?
I will talk about this trip. Okay. But I want to start this trip with a disclaimer.
Okay.
I was very nervous to travel during the pandemic. I took as many safety precautions as I could. The week before I went on the trip, I like stopped going to yoga so that I could sort of like quarantine a little bit. I think I went to the office when I needed to, but I like kept my door shut and just tried to really limit my exposure to whatever illness I might take onto an airplane.
Sure.
I am vaccinated and I wore a mask on the airplane, and I just feel like I need to say these things because I felt so nervous about flying and then like add this layer of like pandemic, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to make anybody sick. Like,
yeah,
I just don't. I don't even care if I get sick. I don't want to make anybody else sick. So I did. I was very cautious. And then we flew there in an airplane. I don't know if you've flown on an airplane recently, but I, for some reason, decided to watch a bunch of like horror videos of like passengers losing their mind. I needed to see worst case scenario of like people like arguing on a flight so that I didn't feel like caught off guard. I needed to see like all the worst case scenarios. I didn't watch that many videos. I watched maybe two.
Like, and
it was
just what videos?
It was just like people like yelling at each other on an airplane. And I was like, okay, what do I step in? I'm like, no, the flight attendants will take care of it. That was the lesson I needed to learn, was just like, what role do I need to play?
Are these videos that the airlines provide?
No, these are like...
How do you... You looked them up?
It was like, I think it, what it started with was like one video of like some passengers being unruly. And then it was like, here's another one. And I was like, okay, well, fine. They weren't violent or anything. It was just like people in like a verbal altercation. Like,
are these videos someone actually took with their phone?
Yeah, they're like, like people like videoing probably like how people are behaving. Mm-hmm. And then also maybe if it escalated as like evident. I don't know.
Okay.
But again, I'm just like... Like, I need to see, like, what can go wrong. Mm-hmm. But our flight there was great.
Yeah.
No problems. But then I've been in California where it's, like, mask, 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 mask. Mm-hmm. And then they get to Michigan. They're like, you can wear a mask if you want. No problem. But you don't have to. And that, to me, was, like, there was a real culture shock. Mm. One, just being, like, in that part of the country. And then, like, add this layer of COVID where I'm just, like... Okay, it's fine. But I, like, made peace with it beforehand. I'm just, like, I've done everything I can to keep other people safe.
Yeah.
And if I become ill while I'm here, that is just, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I've talked more about this COVID part of it than the actual, like, trip. But it was really, really nervous. Like, I'm a really bad flyer. In general. Mm-hmm. And they'll like, usually when they like bring a snack, right? I'm like shaking when they give it to me because like I'm afraid to like not hold on to the armrest.
Oh no!
It's bad. It's really bad.
Wow.
And I have to fly for work, so that's always fun too when I'm like, I'm professional. So, but by the end of it, I was feeling kind of okay. Just very out of practice. But anyway, Michigan. I know we've sort of talked about it. There were things there that I've never experienced from the West. I'm from the West Coast. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Fireflies. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Truly, I've never seen anything like it before. I got weepy.
Aww.
It was amazing. And I feel like there were so many things on this trip where, like, I was so enthusiastic about just, like, did you see this? Look at this. Where people were like, yeah, we see this all the time.
Aww.
Like, it's not a big deal. But I was just like, this is incredible. So, fireflies. If I'm sort of looking at my vision board at the same time, like, kind of going through this list, I did a lot of swimming.
Ooh.
Swam in Lake Michigan. And then I swam... I don't even know what it, there are so many like rivers, not rivers, but so many lakes and there's just like water everywhere that it seems like, I'm just like, what is this? They're like, well, it's a dam. And I'm like, okay, but like, is it like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Is it a reservoir? Is this like a natural pond? Is this a body of water? Mm. At that point, I just like stopped asking questions. I'm like, I'm just going to swim in it. It doesn't matter. So I did a ton of swimming. I drove a boat.
Whoa.
That was super exciting. Have you ever driven a boat? I know your dad had a boat.
We had sailboats, so it's not like driving, it's steering, you know?
This was a pontoon. I don't know what's special about a pontoon. I know there is something, I just can't remember what, but...
Like, was it a very fast boat?
It's not super fast. Hmm. I think it has something to do with, like, the actual, like, structure of it somehow. Hmm. You're, like, driving it. And, like, pushing on this, like, throttle. But at the same time, like, waves are pushing you sideways. So then you have to go faster to, like, cut through the waves.
Whoa.
It was very cool. I will say I took a ton of Dramamine on this trip between, like, boats and other people's cars and airplanes. I was just like, keep eating this.
Yeah.
So I drove a boat. Went to a lighthouse, went to the beach that my mom used to like to go to when she was a kid. It was at Grand Haven. That was really cool. That water is like crystal clear. And I know, I don't know about you, but like when I think about like Lake Michigan, I am like, oh, how big could a lake be? It's like being at the ocean. Like you just look out and you're like, I don't know what's on the other side of that. It's huge. So again, These are things that's like probably common knowledge in other parts of the country, but I don't know. I'm just from here. The wildflowers there are really beautiful. They're like pink and purple and blue, and they're just like everywhere. And so to me, though, I'm like, what is that flower? And they're weeds. And I'm like, oh, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So there were just a lot of things that I, you know, it's, I'm sure if somebody came here and they'd be like, what's that? I'd be like, I don't know, a squirrel. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, ugly squirrel? Forget it.
Yeah. I did get to see a few, like, important buildings. So I got to go to my mom's high school, which was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Just kind of looked like an old school building, but yeah. It was really pretty. Like, my school didn't look like that. And then we got to go to the church that my grandmother played the piano in. Aww. And it's like, this church is so teeny tiny. Even just getting to it, we're like, where, like, this is a residential area. Like, I don't see a church. And then, like, pops out of nowhere. And so I'm outside, like, taking pictures because I'm like, well, I want pictures of this. And then, like, the pastor, or I assumed it was the pastor, but he was, like, fancy. He saw him drive away, and I was, like, still taking pictures because I had, like, my film camera and my, like, phone, and I was trying to, like, get some good pictures. And then he came back a few minutes later, and I was like, I guess I've been here a while, and maybe I need to, like, explain myself. I don't know. I wasn't sure. Also, the area we were in, like, I definitely was standing out. Mm. So I was like, hi, my name's Angela. Like, I'm trying to, like, introduce myself, and I'm just like, I'm just taking pictures. And then I'm saying, like, my grandmother played piano here. I don't know exactly when. I think it's the 30s, maybe early 40s. Mm. And he is like, this church has been here a long time. It's very important here. Like, and it was basically like, we get these kinds of stories a lot because this, so many people have gone to this church and it's been here for so long, even though the church is probably like the size of your house. And so he's like, would you like to come in? And I was like, I would love to. Can my mom come in too? And so I like run over to the car. I'm like, come with me, come with me. And so we go in and I'm like, does this seem familiar to you? And she's like, no, not at all. But it was really interesting. They let me take pictures. Like everybody that I met was like so nice. And part of me is like, well, I always start conversations with strangers when I'm on vacation. I don't know why I do this. I just want to be like, I'm not from here. Tell me what's good.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't act like that here. So I don't really know if we in Sacramento would do the same thing. Not sure. Yeah.
You should try it. Like if you're in a new place or even if it's like a new place you never had food at. You're like, I've never been here. What's good?
That seems real stressful.
Why?
I don't know. Because vacation me is like a really good version of me. Huh. And when I'm home, all I do is like swirl around with thoughts in my head.
You gotta channel the vacation you.
Yeah.
It's just all the time you.
Whoa. Put that on my vision board.
Yes. Yes.
I'll just sort of run through this list real quick. Ate the best soft serve ice cream I've ever had in my entire life. Did not think it was going to be good. And then I was like devastated when it was gone. Really great coffee shops. That I don't drink caffeinated coffee or caffeinated drinks. So I was like, oh, I want to go to this coffee shop, but probably they don't have anything I can have. And there were so many things and it was all so good.
Yeah, I remember being jealous of some of those decaf drinks you were getting.
Gosh. It
sounded great.
So good. I took a lot of pictures of menus, so I could, like, I'm going to copy this somehow. I'm going to get some type of coffee machine. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Looking at this list. Told you about the pickle pizza.
Oh, not pickle pizza.
We also went to a pizza place. It's, like, the oldest pizza place in, I don't know, some town I was in. It's like the least ADA accessible building I've ever been in my life. And my mom was like walking with a cane. And I was like, I don't know how you're going to get up these stairs. But we made it. But this pizza place only serves one size of pizza.
Love it.
And there are 7 different kinds of toppings you can get. And you can get any combination. But like, there's nothing else. It's like pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, anchovies, pepper, 2 other things I can't remember. But that's it. And then they cut it with scissors and they bring it out to you. And you're like, okay, this is a very flat. It's like super thin, super flat pizza.
Yeah.
But it was really good, but it was like the wallpaper was really wild in there. And of course, like, I'm at this interesting place. My phone is dead. I'm like, well, there's no pictures. No one will ever believe me.
This didn't happen.
But that was a restaurant where it was like, nobody had a mask. It was super crammed. And I think that was one of my first moments of like, true culture shock. Because most of the things I was doing was like outside. And so suddenly I'm like in a restaurant. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this what happens? And I was like, it's fine. This pizza's good. Yeah. So
the pizza's worth it. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so did a lot of driving. It was really beautiful. Aww. Just like, it's so green. It's so weird to be someplace that's so green in the middle of summer. I think that's most of. I feel like I could talk. Like I'm leaving lots of things out. These aren't even necessarily highlights. When I came back, I put all my like connected my phone to the TV and then like gave a slideshow to Dylan. Aww. I'm like, and this is what we did here, and this is what I did here. So,
God, you should have had actual slide film, and
that would have been
made
amazing.
Slides.
That would have been incredible.
I've been too much, but
next time
we should go on a vacation where we take slide.
Oh my gosh.
Slide film. We force everyone to look at our vacation.
Yes. That sounds incredible. Do you have a slide carousel here?
My dad has one.
Okay. I know you can usually get them at thrift stores, but I have a feeling they're going to be harder to find these days.
Yeah. Because the only thing you can find at thrift stores now are, like, Forever 21 clothes. Not even that. That would be probably better than what we're finding.
I'm finding, like, tagless Amazon clothes. Oof. Where you're like, what is this made of? What is this fabric?
I'm at the point now where if I see, like, an ugly 70s dress, I'm like, well, I gotta buy it. There's only so long before we're gonna ever find these again.
Yes. I did go to a couple of, like, vintage stores in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And what was really interesting, so I'm always saying, like, I don't need to go to any thrift stores here in California and Sacramento. Like, I've seen everything. Like, I know in which area is going to have what kind of things. Mm. And I'm like, I got to go see what's over here. I did go to a thrift store and I sent you a picture, like a really great 80s does the 40s, just like floral dress with like lavender piping on it. Mm. And I was like, this dress is amazing. They're like, you know, like curated vintage clothing that they have. There were a lot more 1940s clothes.
Whoa.
Which, like, I don't really see a lot of, like, 40s clothes, especially at, like, more, like, curated boutique vintage. Mm. A lot more collegiate wear. And there's a lot of schools in that area that I was in. So I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Yeah. And then I want to say, like, more, like, church type clothes, kind of. Huh. There are a lot of churches in Michigan. Hmm. So it made sense. Like, oh, well. Yeah, the church clothes would be here. But it was just really interesting. I was really surprised by, like, the amount of, like, 1940s style clothes that were there. And it's so interesting. Like, the fabric feels, like, so delicate. And you can tell that somebody, like, was repairing parts of it. But, like, not recently. Not with the intention of, like, reselling. Just, like, I fix this later.
Right,
so
you would just, like, keep your clothes.
Yeah. So it was interesting. And My hypothesis was right that, like, the vintage there was going to be, like, a little bit different than it was here. So
I always find the best vintage right now online if I'm looking at, you know, just Etsy shops or something. The good vintage is just, like, in a European country or something.
Oh,
it's just,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's just something about, I mean, I guess in California for sure. It's just so picked through.
Picked through with the intention reselling. Of, like, reselling, yeah. Which, like, is a bummer. But also,
I mean, if you've got a good eye for it, like someone, I mean, it sucks that it's basically like someone just profiting off of like another place's, like just trying to sell used clothes to people.
Right. But also it's rough out there. Make that money however you can.
It's a skill if you're able to like really know what's good and what's not, or like what you'd be able to like style and, and photograph it in a way that people would buy it. Go for it. It's just, and so most people don't have the time, especially if you're an adult, you don't have time to be going through the racks like that. So some people appreciate like someone bringing all the good things to
I appreciated it when I was there because I was like, I don't actually know which thrift store to go to. Right. There are so many, And I had a few, like, actual pieces in mind that I was thinking of, like, I want to look for this. So I was like, okay, just go here. But I only knew about this place because these very nice coffee shop girls were like, you should go here. Oh. It's an apothecary in the front. And then in the back, it's, like, vintage. So, like, everybody has, like, a different stall. Oh. So it's, like, all different vendors. Cool. And they're like, you'll love it. And they were right.
I got to go on vacation with you. I would never be chatty with people and find out the good spots.
I think the way I worded it, though, it was like, if I am a person visiting from out of town and this is the kind of coffee shop.
I've got a friend who's visiting.
No, I was just trying to like set the scene. I was like, if this is the kind of coffee shop I'm into, what other places might I like? And that was enough for them to work with.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we can plan a trip. Yay. I'll do all the talking.
Yay. And take slides.
Yes, we'll take our slideshow camera.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you really liked Michigan.
I loved it.
And that emoji that's doing the showing all my teeth, but it's not a smile.
Oh, just...
Great. Glad you love Michigan so much.
I love it so much.
No, I'm really glad you had a good time.
Look, I was really trying not to let my brain spiral into worst case scenario where all my luggage is stolen or lost. I come back with like super COVID and like, I was like, I'm going to get a brain eating amoeba from the water. What? It's going to go up my nose. I'm doomed.
Boy.
Yeah, no, my brain is a mess, truly.
Well, no, then I am so glad that everything went well and you had a good time. Yeah. And
it was great. Now, my flight did get canceled on my way home, but...
Who wants to go home?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, well, I guess I just live here. It's fine. I don't have a car now because I returned the rental car, but...
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hitchhike. Get somewhere.
Yeah, okay, then fine.
Start a new life. Pick a new name.
Ooh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
She's on the run.
With my mom. I'm on the run with my mom, who's like, I want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not great.
No.
She could go home. And you could stay.
Yeah. That would have been great. Oh. No. It was a good trip. It's really interesting to me because, like, every time I'm reminded that, like, I really thrive when I'm, like, surrounded by, like, greenery and nature, I'm just like, you need to do that when you're at home. Yeah, like, you need to go for a walk. Like, if you took a drive to someplace very green, absolutely, like, along the river, you would be fine.
Yeah, like, we live in California.
It's not that hard. There's
beautiful things.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So... But it was so interesting to me, like, I felt like my cup was, like, so full. And so when my mom was like, I need help, I'm like, of course, like, I'm right here. And so I need to, whatever that was, I need to, like, be more mindful of that when I am here so that I can be, like, more helpful without just, like, I'm in a panic.
It's possible. You can do it. Just gotta get out, see some nature, ask people questions.
Yeah. I just don't know if they would be as friendly here. What if I just acted like I was from out of town?
You're bringing friendliness to people. They're usually going to respond back with friendliness.
Oh, that's true.
Like, that's mostly what it is.
Yeah, I guess people aren't unfriendly to me here.
No.
I just feel like probably not asking those kinds of questions that would require that much engagement. It's more like, do you have straws?
Yeah, and they're like, right here.
Yeah.
You have to present something engaging. That's all.
All right. Well, vacation me can do it.
You could do a social experiment and see if it works in your own hometown.
Okay. I'll do that.
Vacation sounds nice.
What vacation are you going to take?
None planned.
No?
No. I feel financially in a bad place. Just doesn't feel possible. I can't imagine getting to a place where I'm having vacation money. So, I don't know.
Day trip. Can you take a day trip? Yeah,
sure. But like, I couldn't in my car. Like, you know, there's just so many things that's like, if it's me in my car and Yeah, then it's just not going to happen.
I did see that train tickets are pretty cheap.
Oh, really?
It's good to know. $33 for Capital Corridor, which could take you to, like, the Bay Area.
Okay.
Not that that's, like, vacation, but it's at least getting out of town and not having to drive. Also, Southwest is doing a crazy sale right now. I don't know why this is a plug for Southwest. They canceled my flight with no notification.
Ew.
Flights from LA to Sacramento are $30.
Oh my God. And so
from here to there, I think it was like 40.
Wow. Okay.
So I think it must be like end of summer travel or something like before people go back to like work and school.
It's like the lull in between like holidays and summer.
So there are some cheap rates for different things.
Yeah, I just kind of spiraled out into thinking like, okay, well then I need to get a lift from the airport and then where am I staying? You know, like I can just see like the money adding up and maybe it is like possible or, you know, if I planned it'd be possible, but I just spin out into, like it already feels like too much. Couldn't do it, you know? I don't know.
I understand.
I need a different job, I guess, or something.
That's a different podcast, maybe.
Yes. Where's our mentors, Angela?
Oh my gosh. Mine's busy. They're working really hard right now. They don't have time to listen to a podcast.
Mentors. Okay, well, I guess I don't really have an update about my summer fling check or not check on the list. But, oh boy, I keep, like, dabbling back into the dating apps. Because all of a sudden it'll be like, what? You can date off of Facebook? Not that anyone would want to, but...
Facebook dating.
But then you're like, well, I want to see what it looks like. So then you start looking at profiles on Facebook. And, you know, I really wish since the beginning of me on dating apps, I had taken a screenshot of every time a man is holding a fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I would have so many. And now that I've only just now thought of doing that. Like, if I made an entire wall or just, like, of every single man holding a fish and then just made an art piece, like, man holding fish. Like, it'd be truly, for people who, like, aren't on the apps, it's truly insane thing I don't understand. Men presenting you a fish they have caught.
There must be something, like, evolutionary about that.
It is, like, primal. I can provide for you. It's bizarre.
What is the girl equivalent?
I don't know, but one of my male friends has said he started to see girls holding up the fish too. So now she's thinking everyone's doing it.
Everyone's
Here's
fishing.
Here's a fish.
I have not gone fishing as an adult.
It's like when a cat, like, kills a rat and brings it to you. It's like, here's a present.
I guess that's really weird. They're showing you, like, the dead animal that they're like, here's this the is thing. For you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can do this. And you're like, okay.
What could they be holding instead that's, like, wow, it seems like holding anything is weird. They can't, like, hold a bouquet of flowers to you. That's cheesy.
I mean, I don't really love pie. If they baked, like, a pretty pie and they're like, I brought this pie. That'd be cute.
Okay. Is that cheesy? What's the fine line between, like, a sincere...
I mean, yeah, I definitely don't... I don't need to see what your skill set is as far as, here's what I can catch, here's... I mean, if someone knows how to cook well, I guess that impresses me.
Okay, their photo set is, like, first they have the fish, and then it's them, like, preparing the fish, cooking the fish.
You know what?
And then they're eating the fish.
I don't care about... catching that fish. What can you do with that
fish?
What are you going to do with that fish? Yeah, I haven't once seen. That would be great.
That'd be really interesting. If you're listening to this.
Single men looking to date.
Definitely our demographic of listener.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
If you have a photo or you're listening to post photos of them showing the fish they caught, how about showing us what you do with that fish? Make something delicious with that fish and take photos of that also.
Yeah.
You put a lure into the water and you caught a fish. Okay. Like, truly don't care. Anyway, I've been looking on Facebook dating. It is not good. I did hang out with my high school boyfriend. And by that I mean the boy I dated when I was in high school. Not current high schooler who I'm dating. Gosh. That would be upsetting. And I don't know if this was romantic or not. Just caught up with the boy I dated in high school and our dogs met.
Does he listen to this?
No way. Okay. If he did, that means he does have a crush on me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. There's like a second. Look, I wish I could get clarification about this. If you are liking my photos, if you're liking my things on Instagram, you're flirting with me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care if you're my mom. I don't care if you're my best friend. If you're a stranger, you're flirting with me. If you're liking lots of them all the time, you're trying to send me a message.
All at the same time or just...
No.
Just regular. Consistent. Okay.
Like, they're really showing that, like, hey, I see you. Because I know a friend of mine in particular has been enjoying all of my Kirk videos. She doesn't like a single one of them, but she has told me with her mouth, hey, I love these. Why don't you heart them then? Like, what? Why aren't you hearting this? Are you going and liking all my photos because you're flirting with me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, you were just like not in my feed, so there's so many I have not liked.
You just have to go and like them, and I think then they show up in your feed.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so this is just a PSA to anyone out there. You're flirting with me.
I can hear the phone vibrating from all.
So anyway, this boy had been kind of consistently liking things, but he was acting like very interested in the dog. It was really like centered around our dogs should meet.
Oh, our dogs should meet. That's okay.
So it's like, okay.
Does he live here?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know what? I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
Well, don't say it. Tell me after.
No. It's fine. You know, I find, not that this was a date, but I find dates in general to just be very awkward. Like, I never feel, like, comfortable. I always just feel like, oh, I don't know what this is, and I don't know what this person expects from me. And so, especially because I haven't seen this person in, like, 15 years, was like, I don't know what this is going to be like, or if this is going to be weird, but instantly felt like just kind of nice, at ease. Like, I felt, like, warmth for this person. Yeah, it felt good. So I was like, oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
And it totally could have just been friendly, and that's fine. Like, I don't know what I don't know that I'd want it to be otherwise. I don't know. But...
you had a nice time with a nice person.
Yeah, and it felt like he was telling me about things, and I felt like, oh, no, I care about this, like, I care about this person. Like, he's maybe kind of, like, going through things, like, we've all been going through things, and it felt, like, nice hearing about his problems and, like, kind of being there for him or, like, listening, and our dogs, like, were getting along, and yeah, it was nice. But I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, gonna happen again, or... I actually don't even know if he's, like, single or what. We didn't get to that. But, you know, it's like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck just got married, so I think...
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So it was just like, yeah, your love from the year 2000, why not hang out with them? See what happens, you know?
I just listened to this audiobook.
Yes?
It's a multiverse... storyline.
Okay.
Rom-com.
Oh.
And in one... The book is called Maybe in Another Life.
Uh-huh.
And in one timeline, she comes back into town and reconnects with her high school boyfriend. And it's a little rocky because she's pregnant with somebody else's baby.
Oh, boy.
But they end up together. Oh. And in another scenario, she's hit by a car. And she doesn't end up with her high school boyfriend. She ends up with her nurse.
Ooh.
And very interesting. Interesting story. But so I was thinking about, like, oh, these little decisions we make have, like, big impacts we don't even know.
Truly.
Maybe in one scenario this happens, and another one this happens. I don't know. The book is good. Also, I don't read. I just listen to audiobooks all day long.
No, someone recently said that counts as reading.
Great. Then my summer reading list is huge.
Because if you think about it, books just come from a really long lineage of storytelling, right? Like, and that was traditionally, that's from word of mouth.
Yeah.
So it is essentially the same thing. You're taking in a story, and pre-written word, it would have been someone verbally telling it. So I think it's the same. It's just delivering something.
Oh my gosh. Then my summer reading list is enormous.
Count it.
I've listened to so many stories.
Oh boy. But anyway, I mean, if this person is listening, I'm not saying I want something to go one way or another. I just didn't know what I was in for, you know. Sometimes when, like, a dude wants to hang out with you, you have, like, literally no idea what their intentions are.
Right.
But it felt nice just to hang out with the dude and feel, like, safe. Like, I was not worried that something weird was going to happen or that, you know, he was going to say something weird or it would feel weird. It just felt, like, nice, and that was good. But also, I'm in, like, a week or so going to be hanging out with my high school crush.
Oh, wait, is that a different person?
Yeah.
We're just
really having a 20 years ago moment in my life.
Oh my gosh. Okay. In that story, somebody ends up with their high school crush.
Whoa. Well, I mean, sorry. I don't know about all that. And we're essentially going to do the same thing we did like 20 years ago, which is watch Almost Famous together.
It's like 20 years ago, are you guys gonna like MySpace message each other?
Oh my god, what if I could? Yeah, so that's about all that's happening with me, hanging out with people I used to like 20 years ago, because literally everyone else is terrible. Don't show me these fish. Or, I keep having these guys who are acting like, oh, I think we get along. I really think we should go on a date. And then I go like, okay. And they like, don't follow through with that. You know, like okay, I guess you didn't think I'd be that great. If you, like, I brought it up to someone like, so are you gonna ask me out? Then, and they're like, oh, oops, like,
oh romantic,
okay, cool.
Have you ever considered, or have you ever gone speed dating?
No, that seems really nerve-wracking.
Yeah Okay.
I don't know, I'd have to be like going with someone else so it would feel fun, like going with a friend who is also doing it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would be better to, like, be in front of them in real life.
Seems like perhaps at an event of some kind where it's basically, like, a dating app IRL. And then it's like, we're here for the sole purpose of this, just like it would be on the app, except I'm seeing your face. I can see if... I don't know how long you have to talk. Is it, like, 5 minutes?
Probably.
You know what, though? I'm really thinking about this as somebody, as the listener, not as the person who's having to present themselves.
Right.
That, like, seems hard.
To have two people, like, have a back and forth in 5 minutes, that's tough. I don't know. I guess I'm not against it. This isn't very good news, but, like, a dude I was dating just, like, randomly was in Sacramento and then was truly not going to contact me, and I just saw that he was here and was like, oh, cool. And that really felt like, you know, sometimes you don't get the closure you need. Someone's actions really give you that closure, and I guess there's something in me that thought, like, oh, if he's in Sacramento, we would, like, reconnect and whatever. But I guess not. And so, guess that's that.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like I just don't want to date or trust anyone ever again. Ever again. So, unfortunately, it's over for all of you. I'm only taking meetings. Like, is this a business meeting? Is this some kind of creative meeting where we're talking about creative things? But I kind of think dating, no. No. You blew it. You blew it. It's over.
Does that include, then, a summer fling?
Well, I mean, I essentially have the summer fling. If my high school crush is hanging out, it's like, if I want a summer fling to happen, I have it in my grasp.
With your high school crush?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's been discussed.
Oh.
I'm the one that's like, I don't know.
Oh,
you know?
Excuse me. I didn't realize that part. didn't even realize it was two people.
Oh yeah. No, we're in a place of like, dating is terrible and we've talked about it a lot. And,
should you be sharing this information with so many people that are listening?
Literally, as far as I know, no one listens to this.
This is the episode that goes viral.
Great.
Because of our hot takes.
And everyone's like, oh my gosh, these women are so funny. They share so much of their lives. Well, good. I mean, I'm not saying names. People don't know who this is.
You said your full name at the beginning.
No, people know who I am. They don't know who these people are I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. But then there's...
Someone right now is going to go sleuth on the internet and be like, who was she dating in the year 2000?
Who was she talking to? School?
Is my MySpace still visible? It might be. I don't know how to look at it, but look, I mean, listener, ask me and I'll tell you. You don't have to do the sleuth thing, okay? Just, I don't know, DM me or something. No, if either of these gentlemen who we're just talking about are listening, I'd be shocked. That means you like me enough to be interested in what I'm doing, and that makes me feel good, so thanks for listening. And let me know if this bothers you, me talking about it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay? Well, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Anything else you want to talk about, Angela?
All right. I'm going to just really quick cover a few things on my list that I haven't done yet.
Great. Okay.
Okay. I have still yet to photo booth.
Oh, I want to go.
The closest photo booth that I am aware of is in Marin, at the Marin County Mart. I think I've already said this, but I need to go there. There's a few other places, but perhaps I take a $30 train ride and then I go photo booth. But also, related, I would like to take the ferry. You know how you take the ferry from Vallejo to San Francisco? Mm. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's really fun. It's really nice. Just don't go on a day that the Giants are playing. Because then you're like there with like sports fans.
Oh, wait. Wait. That seems familiar. The baseball part of it all seems familiar. Mm.
Well, it's really fun. It's like an hour ride, which is pretty good. So that's on my list. But I still feel like I want to try to go horseback riding. I have no money, though. Like, I don't really know why. I'm like, I have money for gas and boats and trains and horses.
See? I know.
Another easy one. I would like to do another, perhaps a dinner picnic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll offer a little more notice this time. But that was really fun. I like eating outside with my friends.
Oh, that was great.
I'd like to do that again. That one's easy, but I'll have to eat dinner anyway. And then one of the things I did do, I had a Yosemite reservation, and then I went to Michigan, but then I thought maybe I could transfer it, and then I couldn't, and then Yosemite, I guess, was on fire while I was gone.
Oh, boy.
But I was able to move my reservation.
Oh.
And so that is like at the very tail end of summer. Like we're into September at this point. But that, if I cross my fingers, that things aren't as burnt there at the time. But that's on my list also.
Nice.
I was looking at the vision board. I was looking at my list and I was just like, do your best at this point.
There's nothing on my vision board I've done. Nothing. I'm not Pedro Almodovar. I'm not in a band. I don't have a rock star boyfriend.
Oh, no.
I got a lot of work to do.
Maybe you can pick one of those things to focus on.
Okay, I'm going to be Pedro Almodovar. Easy. I did have a recommendation for anyone listening at The Verge right now in Sacramento. There's a really great show called Immaculate Misconceptions by Pippa Garner. It is a really delightful show. I think everyone I know has seen it has really enjoyed it. It is up through September 25th. So anytime Verge is open, the gallery should be open and you should go.
It's very good.
It's great. It's great. I got so many things on my list probably still to do.
Maybe you should organize them in like most possible to least possible.
I know.
Or maybe you pick the one you want to do the most and focus on that one. I don't even... So my vision board's very large, and it's just on my kitchen table.
Good.
So I look at it a lot, and I go, I wonder what that thing meant. I don't remember.
Oh.
So.
It's just supposed to inspire you.
Yeah.
It's okay. It doesn't have to have specific meaning.
It's true. I'll help you with your list.
Okay. I've got that summer fling on lock if I want it. It's in my grasp.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, it's up to me. Do I want this particular summer fling? I don't know. There's no telling what will happen. I haven't seen this person in 15 years, so...
I don't know why I thought you were going to say 50 years.
50, yeah.
50 years.
50 years, so... Who knows? But you know what? God, I really hope he doesn't listen to this. No, it's fine, it's fine.
No, don't do anything risky!
No, I like it. This makes me feel alive. Literally, every day is the same. So this feels exciting. It's like, you know, maybe if we're hanging out and I'm not really feeling it, I still gotta go in. We still gotta have that kiss. Come on, my high school crush?
Oh my gosh.
For the story.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. Again, I thought this was the same person as the boyfriend.
No. Boyfriend and I dated for many, many years.
Oh.
This is just
okay.
A boy I had a crush on.
Okay. Yeah, maybe for the story...
Yeah. We got it. Just like, yeah. Finally got that high school crush kissing 20 years later. It's a good story.
I feel like that's a lot of, like, Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rom-coms.
So you're thinking we're going to get married now.
I mean, I'm no pressure, but...
Yeah, I think that's what's great about this is neither of us feel any pressure about it other than it would be funny. It'd be funny and fun.
A good story.
And the dating apps are terrible, so.
Catch that fish.
Yeah.
What if it was a person holding a fake fish, like a felted fish that they had sewn?
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's an art project.
Now I'm marrying that person.
Okay.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
One. Two. Yeah, but I'm impressed you made a thing with your hands. No fish were hurt in the making of this project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in love with this person.
Okay.
Congrats. You created something that doesn't exist, and now none of these men can live up to this. That's for sure. Meanwhile, you're over here flirting with me, liking all my things. And you're a married woman. Why are you doing this?
I'm your wedding date, though.
That's true. Angela is going to a wedding with me, so...
It's going to be great. We're going to podcast live from the wedding.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
From the dance floor. Do an Instagram live.
During the toast, and they're like, our grandparents are talking, and we're like, yeah, we've got it captured for you.
Yeah, we want Instagram to see.
Just like the two worst wedding guests.
No way. They'll love it. Gotta get eyes on this wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I couldn't think of a better wedding date. It's gonna be the best.
It's gonna be so nice. I will say, when I was writing the little people mover to my flight, I was like, I wrote this with Amanda when we went to a date, or like went to an art date.
I know.
And my mom was like,
the best date.
What? And I was like, I was here when it wasn't open. Mm-hmm. And I was describing it, and I was like, this doesn't sound real.
It was magical.
It was nice. Related. Speaking of things that don't sound real.
Okay.
Talking to my family, trying to describe my Sacramento life, sounded like I was doing like a weird Mad Libs. Where my like my mom's background on her phone is like a picture of me and Dylan from, you know, the Johnny Diamond show.
Oh.
And my mom's like, oh, Angela made this dress, and that's her husband. He plays music. And then they're like, is that from your wedding? And I'm like, oh, no, that's from a show we were in. And they're like, what kind of show? And I'm like trying to describe what it is. And they're like, the eyes are glazing over. And then they're like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe this. And so I just feel like my life is very whimsical. So
yeah, it's hard to really get a perspective on that. I recently had to go get into my old PhotoBucket account because PhotoBucket's been like annoying me with weird emails and saying like you need to pay for storage if you want to keep your PhotoBucket. I was like, I haven't even been in this in 15 years, and so then I had to get into my PhotoBucket, and then I'm seeing all these things I had like made, and I was like, oh, look at all these like cute little posters I was making, and like when you see it all added up, and I was like, wow, look at me, so creative.
Yeah,
we're living interesting lives.
I agree. Huh. Whimsical.
I'm gonna finally get that high school crush, that kiss. That's whimsical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ride a horse.
I want to ride a horse too, but that does sound too expensive for me.
Do you think the horse takes credit cards?
Yeah, of course.
Well, maybe I put it on a credit card. We'll go horseback riding.
That's good for you. I don't have room on my credit cards.
He said, we will go horseback riding.
Whoa. No. That's too much.
We'll have to price it out. Maybe we could do some price comparisons
for on sure. Horses. Maybe it's not as expensive as we think. I did watch the movie Nope, and it did make me want to ride horses.
That's my plan for tomorrow night. We could go to the drive-ins.
That'd be a good one. It is very dark movie, though.
Okay.
It might be hard at the drive-in.
I asked Dylan. I said, this says it's filmed on IMAX film. Does True. That mean that we should be someplace better lit?
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it actually is like really beautiful. There's all these really gorgeous shots at night. And I don't know like how we, especially when you are a black filmmaker and you are filming black people, you're actually lighting them properly as opposed to the history of cinema, which is pretty much done. Anyone.
The opposite?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like lit for light skinned people, and that's not great. And yeah, it's just beautiful. Like, the lighting's beautiful, but I do think that could get just completely washed out at the drive in. But you never know.
Those projectors.
It would be a fun drive in movie in theory.
I feel like every time we go to the drive-in, I'm so excited, and then I'm like, I can't see anything.
I know. I get sleepier in the car. Yeah. It's easier for me to be distracted. I don't remember any movie I've ever seen at the drive-in. It's not because I was, like, doing something exciting. Yeah. It's harder for me to really get into the movie.
Well, maybe we'll have to go see it at that country club theater that we like to go to.
Thanks for being here, Angela.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for letting me tell you stories I had kind of already told you.
No, it's totally fine.
Quite some of them. I had definitely to tell you about Tom Waits, though.
Oh my gosh. Incredible. Well, I'm glad we cleared up that my high school boyfriend and high school crush are different. They're two different
people. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe that was too much information. Honestly, I think just our close friends listened to this, so...
Yeah. It'd be really funny, though, if you put, like, beeps over certain parts of this in editing, and then at the end, it's just like, thanks for listening to about my crush and my boyfriend, and they're just like, what are you talking about?
That would be funny to beep, but I didn't say names.
No.
There's nothing to... What high school crush gonna do? He's gonna be like, oh, deal's off.
I don't know.
No, this is a done deal, guys.
Oh my gosh.
This is fate. The 20 years in the making.
Oh my gosh. You should listen to that story.
The power of Almost Famous will bring us together.
I've never seen that movie. I've heard it's not good. Is it good? I've heard it's bad.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Who this said is it's already... bad? I mean,
I don't know.
It's adorable.
Okay. Well, maybe I thought that because probably I read some Dylan. Person's review and they're like, I don't
know. Dylan hates it.
I don't know his opinion on this movie. Maybe he loves it. Maybe it's his favorite movie.
I'd say, okay. Well, I'm sure we've talked too long already, but now I'm going to tell you about Almost Famous.
Tell me about it now. You can crop this out.
It's a great story because it's personal. It's like Cameron Crowe, right? Is that his name? The director? It's like an actual story of like, when Cameron Crowe was young, he worked for Rolling Stone. He was like too young to be doing it. And I think any piece of art that is personal, mm-hmm. turns out good. So it's a real story. You know, he's like put himself into this. I mean, you know, there are like fictionalized elements, mm-hmm. for sure. Who doesn't want to watch some kid have to go on the road with some scuzzy 70s band and then write about them?
I think I didn't even know that that was the premise of it. I think I was thinking of an entirely different film.
I like it. I don't know if it'll hold up.
You should be great.
As an adult, especially if you've never seen it.
Look, I'm not going to watch this movie.
Damn, well, maybe there's too much pressure on this event now.
No.
I have to pick him up from the airport.
What?
Yeah. I don't have to, but he asked me.
Is he only coming here to visit you, or is he visiting other people? But you're the
pickup. First stop. Okay. First stop.
Okay. But it'll be fine. You'll watch the movie, you'll reminisce with an old friend.
I think we'll laugh. He makes me laugh.
That's fine. This is still my podcast voice. I don't know if we're still...
Yeah, we're still podcasting. This is all going in.
Oh, my.
And you're welcome,
gosh. Listeners.
I love you. Hope you're having a great summer. I hope your summer... Wait, what do you say in a yearbook? What?
Have the best summer. Stay cool.
I almost just was going to say, have the best summer ever, but like, no, that's just the name of our podcast.
Yeah. KIT... oh my gosh, what if we
stay
just...
Cool. Stay
yeah,
cool.
Stay cool. Did you get a lot of signatures in your books?
I have more than I feel like I would. I think because people wanted me to sign theirs, so then you give them yours too. I think if it was just me and I was having to go up to someone and be like, will you sign my yearbook?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have very many. But it's just that you're in class and someone wants you to sign theirs, so...
Yeah. I wonder what I wrote in people's yearbooks. I have no idea.
God, what if it's horrible?
No.
Because there are people you don't really know, so then you have to just be like, have fun. Have fun over the summer. Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Nice knowing you.
If you're listening to this and you knew me from high school, will you tell me what I wrote in your yearbook?
I wonder if Zach Wheaton listens to this. Zach Wheaton, what did I write in your yearbook? Tell me.
He'll tell you.
Oh, no, Angela, I have another thing to say.
Oh, no.
I mean, I didn't go, but my high school had its 20-year reunion.
You didn't go?
No!
What happened?
Because...
Oh, look at those lines on
the... Oh, wow, we made it spike.
You didn't go. What was the activity they were going to do?
Okay, I don't know. They were, like, having dinner, like, you know, some... venue. I don't know. I wasn't friends with those people then. I honestly, it'd be like meeting strangers.
But okay, you didn't know them, but did you observe them? Did you know that who they were, or are they like people, was your school too big to even know?
When I look at the photos of people who were there, there are definitely some I've never seen these people in my life.
Okay.
And even when I go and look at their actual high school photos,
they don't look familiar.
I know. Like, I honestly don't even really facially recognize them.
Interesting.
I did have someone reach out to me because he was...
listening to this podcast.
No, not a single chance. I had gone to school with him, like, through elementary school into high school. I don't know. Like, he had, like, a crush on me in sixth grade. You know, we have, like, a history. We have a love torn history.
Oh, my gosh.
And, but then he became, like, you know, president. He was, like, you know, the class president.
Oh.
And so he's reaching out to me saying, like, hey, just, like, wanted to see if you're coming to the reunion. I know. See, I'm missing more Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck
It already
moments.
Happened, though?
Yeah.
When was it?
I don't know, a couple weekends ago.
Oh my gosh. If I had known, I would have made you go.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You don't understand. Like, you do not understand.
Okay.
I was not in clubs. I was not in sports. I would go to my class and then I would go home. I wasn't
I didn't do any of those things, but I would still go. I want to observe these people. I don't know. For the story. If I could go to my mom's 60th high school
reunion.
Okay,
but that's totally different. That's adorable.
Okay. I just feel like I didn't know. Okay, have you ever gone to one?
No.
Okay. I went to my 10-year high school reunion.
Wow.
And
why?
Because what? I love the gossip. I love the drama. I want to know what
did you learn any drama there?
I would say for me, I felt like an anthropologist.
Okay.
And it was very interesting to see people that I really associated as a couple there with other people. So that was interesting. Yeah. And then seeing people's parents, like, it was a picnic, and so people could bring their kids.
Oh, okay.
So that was interesting to see, like, oh my gosh, like, I had art with this girl, and now she's a mom of two kids that are, like, pretty cute.
But I can do that on social media.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was interesting, though, because, like, I'm not saying I didn't feel super uncomfortable and super awkward. I did. I was like, what am I doing here? I wasn't, just like you, I wasn't in clubs. I didn't really do anything.
Like, no one would know. If they did know me, if they, like, recognized the name, they didn't, like, know me then.
Right. I also feel like there are no stakes now. It's just like, hi, like, how are you? What do you do? Did we have a class together? Like, but again, I love talking to strangers.
Yeah.
No, all right. This is me.
Absolutely. That's like my hell.
Okay.
That's someone being looking at me and being like, do I remember you? And I'm just going to be like, no. Or the hell of someone coming up to me being like, oh my God, Amanda, how are you? Me having no idea who they are.
You get a name tag.
Also, remember that 30 Rock episode where Liz Lemon was the bully?
Oh my God, she's the bully?
Yes. I feel like I thought everyone was, like, mean to me. My attitude towards them was probably like, fuck off, fuck you.
Okay.
And so I might have been the Liz Lemon bully.
You should not go to your reunion then.
Well, and I mean, oh no, I definitely... Okay, this is like the truthful episode of the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm looking at the photos, because, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, who's got the glow up? Like, who's like, someone who's like a nerd, and now they're like, you're like, whoa! And I didn't see that. And I didn't see that. You know what? I mean, this is going to negate my feeling. People who want to go to the reunion are like people who loved high school. The people who, like, did better outside of high school, why would they need to go to the high school reunion for?
I didn't love high school.
Right.
I didn't hate I was very neutral. It's just like, I have to be here. I think I was going with a different expectation.
Okay.
I think I was going, like, how you might go to, like, a bad movie. Like, it could be not great, but I'm going to have a good time.
To me, it just sounds like a party full of people that are going to talk to you, and you have, like, absolutely nothing to say to them. Like, I don't know these people. I also, like, maybe if I had just done, like, an amazing thing with my past 20 years.
I guess that's part of it, too.
It's just like, what do I have to say? Like, I'm not in a relationship. I don't have kids. I mean, thank God. Like, in some ways, I'm going to be that person that everyone's, like, jealous of. I'm, like, out living my bohemian life. But I'm not, like, actually doing anything. Especially the past couple of years I've been in my apartment by myself. Like, I don't have anything to say about... I mean, other than, like, maybe what I do in that way that our lives, like, are actually whimsical.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it feels like normal. I'm not doing anything. Like, yeah, I was in a barbershop quartet in the past couple of months.
Oh gosh, trying to describe to my family this barbershop quartet.
Impossible.
They were like, what?
Absolutely impossible. So, like, maybe, I mean, if I just really leaned in hard, like I think I look hotter now than I did in high school. I could, like, go in being like, I'm an artist and fully, like, stunt on everyone. But, like, for what? For what? Like... Nah, I don't need this. There's, like, a couple people I would love to see. For sure they were not there, and also they aren't on social media, so I just have no way of talking to them.
You could ask the president if he has their contact info.
You're right. He probably does know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he was reaching out to me being like, man, you were such, like, a huge part of, like, the first, like, 20 years of my life.
Wow.
It'd be so great to catch up with you. And I was like, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much. And then I tried to explain. Like, this is someone who just does not suffer from depression, anxiety, all those things. Yeah. He's just like, I mean, I think he's like run for, like, office and shit.
Oh,
like,
he's a real go-getter people person.
Yeah.
Somebody who would do really well, unironically, at their high school reunion.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would smile and laugh and chat with everyone and have, like, a great time. I tried to explain to him.
yeah, I just like not a crowd person, and I honestly don't really feel like I know any of these people. It'd be like meeting them for the first time, and I just can't. And he was like, okay, like totally understanding, sweet. And I was like, oh.
Well, that was very nice. He sent you a nice message and then was understanding of your apprehension. I know.
And then, of course, Zach Rasky was trying to get me to go because Zach Rasky and I went to high school together.
Oh, yeah. Did he go?
Well, Zach Rasky has married a girl he knows from high school. So they have the cute little story of, like, we randomly ended up together. Like, yeah. We weren't in any way together in high school. So, like, yeah, they're going to be the fucking bells of the ball. Like, they have each other. If I went, I'd literally be going alone and would maybe be third wheeling.
I would have gone with you if I had known. I would have made you go. I would have been like, we're going to this.
Normally, I'd say yes, that's what would be funny. I would go to your high school reunion, yes. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
When Dylan went with me to mine, he started lying to people about the classes they had together.
Oh no, that's so mean. Yeah, I mean, no. There's no world where it would have been fun to me. Okay,
we'll go to mine. I'll bring a group.
Great.
They'll be like, sorry, class of what year?
I am in a polyamorous marriage.
Woo! I brought all my new friends because I wasn't sure who was going to be here.
Anyway, wow, this has definitely gone on a long time.
You can pick and choose what you want to keep in.
I am, but yeah, that sent me into a tailspin of like, what is my life? And then looking at these people being like, well, why weren't I friends with these people? And what does that mean about me? And some people I think are just loners, and not in like a sad way. Like that's just kind of, you know, they're like cool people that like, they're just like, they just kind of drift in and out. And like, no one has anything bad to say about them. They're just doing their own thing. And like, no one has a problem with, guess that's just what I was. Just kind of a loner, man.
That makes sense. I was more of a floater.
Okay, let's say,
What are you guys up to? I'm going to go over here. I don't feel like I had a lot of, like, super close high school friends at school.
Yeah.
My close friends were from, like, church.
See, I wasn't doing any of that. Mm. I think the only reason why I had a boyfriend was because my friend was dating his brother, and they all went to, like, some church group. So, like, I went to that church group once, and then I almost feel like everyone was just like, you should date this person. So I was like, okay. Like, I didn't feel like I had any real say in it. It was just like,
that's very high school.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is happening. Now. And then we dated for 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I'm sure compared to, like, I was never interested in boys in my high school. I mean, and he was out of high school at that point. So, yeah, that was going to seem better, cooler.
Yeah.
What is time? Who am I?
Oh, no.
Do I have friends? Does anyone know me?
I don't know. Do you let people know you?
I know. See? And that's when, like, I know I'm the I know I'm part of the problem. Like, I didn't let them in. Mm. They don't know me because I didn't let them know me. And now I'm looking at photos of them being like, I don't know any of these people. It's weird.
I will want to see these pictures because I'm interested in seeing. I want to know what people wear for fun because I only know work clothes, and I want to see how people dress for like a celebration of such.
Oh, I mean, it's very like, I mean, if you imagine what the men are wearing, it's incredibly boring. They're wearing their like button-up shirts, slacks. I don't think you're going to be very inspired.
Okay. I'll just Google people, then it's fine.
You're gonna Google people. What do people wear?
What are people wearing right now?
I don't know. I mean, you've just sent me into existential crisis. Angela's about to Google people to see what people wear. I just started watching Project Runway season 1 again.
Oh, yeah, that one's great.
Talk about what people wear.
Terrible. Absolutely horrible.
Wow. Now, I'm that person who's watching old shit, but my old shit is Project Runway season 1 instead of, like, The Office again.
I started rewatching Project
Runway. Oh, no. Okay. No one's going to care about this but you.
I'm ready.
You're very familiar with Project Runway season 1, right?
Yes, I am.
Wendy Pepper is a year older than me in season 1 of Project Runway.
Oh, I was like, I think she's dead now.
Yeah, okay. But think about Wendy Pepper. Wendy Pepper. And what Wendy Pepper is like.
Is a year older.
A year older than me.
Like if...
Huh.
It really, it was really upsetting to see that number pop up on the screen where I was like, what?
Well, I think she's like dying streaks into her hair, but it makes it look like she just has gray hair.
Yeah.
And she's acting like ancient, like truly.
I thought she was like deep in her 40s.
Right? It was, I was,
but look,
I'm shook.
Maybe she was unwell and that's,
okay.
She's passed away at this point.
It's true. R.I.P. The long shot, Wendy Pepper. Look, to anyone out there who's familiar, Wendy Pepper, she should have gone out episode one. She had the worst outfit. She should have gone out episode two. That was also the worst outfit. But she kills in episode three, Banana Republic Challenge. She wins. They should have, if they'd only gotten rid of her in those fucking first two episodes. Wendy Pepper, man.
But then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
It's true.
What would we be talking about instead? That's a different timeline.
Oh my god. I mean, also, she so maliciously talks about the way she's manipulating the other contestants. Like, in the talking heads, she is really, like, makes it so clear how evil she's being with them.
Yes.
Which, in some way, I applaud, like, wow. You are doing this reality television.
She's there to play a game.
And this is pre-social media, so no one's afraid of the backlash yet.
Yeah.
You know. She's playing the game, but it's like, you can't game the system in a show that's about talent.
Skill, yeah, for sure.
So it's so weird to watch someone, like, going that angle when it's just like, you just need to sew a better outfit.
With all the team challenges that were there. Like, that was the season with the mail carrier outfits, and then... Mm-hmm. I just remember those little rosettes on all of the clothes. And then one of the teammates is like, just put it on the button. And then the judges are like, that was genius. And it was like, yeah, the other ladies had to do that. I should rewatch that season.
You should. It is very fun. We would not be talking about Wendy Pepper if she had not been like so maliciously awful. Because her clothes were just bad, and we would not really remember, like, there'd be nothing memorable about it. So, respect, RIP, Wendy Pepper, but I can't believe I'm just a year younger than you. It just truly shook me. She is giving 50.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
But she's a mom, you know, so that'll do things. I'm living my bohemian life.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. We've now talked about literally everything.
I know, but then that reminded me of something I wanted to talk to you about.
Let's go.
Reality TV. Have you seen this show called Claim to Fame?
No.
It is hosted by one of the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
And then another Jonas Brother.
Is it like siblings or like relatives?
Relatives of famous people, and they have to figure out who the people are related to. Oh, it is so fun to watch.
Really?
Yes, because like you're playing along too.
Okay.
One of the people though, like I just knew who they were, and so I was just like, all right, well, that's a wash. I know who that person
is.
But there's like clues, and then like I don't think there's a prize. I think the prize is just like you win.
We're on TV,
and so they're all, because it is a game, they're all being so sneaky and strategies, and then like they have their talking head things, and so they do sort of reveal who some people are. But then other people, there are no clues. You're just trying to figure it out. And so you're like, is that person? Because they all look vaguely familiar.
Okay, yeah.
So it's so fun. You should go if you're bored. I would. It's not good TV, but it's like funny.
Well, I'm currently in the throes of Love Island, which airs literally every day. But it's the last week of Love Island. That's all I've done with my summer. I've had peach shakes. And I've watched Love Island.
And Kirk.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I am now into season 5. That is a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. I have kept up Kirk. I'm about to move it all over to its own Instagram so I can, like, be on people's feeds again. Like, someone tagged me in something at that Verge event, and I thought, oh, no, they're going to think my Instagram is so weird.
Just.
Like, they won't even be able to figure out if this really is me or not.
Yeah,
it's just Kirk. Just
Gilmore
so
Girls.
It's going to be a big endeavor for me to, like, have to re-upload things somewhere else. But, yeah, I've been doing Kirk. That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kirk, milkshakes, Love Island. And who knows? There's still summer. We can do this.
There's still, like, lots of time.
We're going to
make all our dreams come true.
We still haven't even swum in your pool. It's like right there.
Right now. The sun wasn't going down, I would jump in. I know. It feels like the longer I go without going in that pool, the more I feel like I'm not welcome back there, which is in my head.
That's in your head.
That's because they haven't seen me back there in so long. It's going to freak them out when they go into the backyard and I'm there.
Just send a text. I'm at the pool.
They'll go, okay.
I brought a cooler. It's got popsicles in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now it's an invitation.
That sounds nice. Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. Night, night. Sweet dreams.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too. Night, night.
No more. We gotta stop.